Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm telling you right now, I'm so mad. Oh, shut up, Adele.
Oh, my God. You lost $12,000?
$12,000.
Because the guy got injured? Won. I don't understand how you even bet on that.
You can bet on players, Jamie, and how many points they score. How many assists they get, rebounds, right, and things like that.
Okay.
And you can put a combination together. Well, I put a combination together of 20 different aspects on a game, okay?
Damn.
20 different plays. But I made them pretty simple, like this guy will get 2 rebounds, this guy will get that, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Think of that. Okay, this is pretty easy here, 19 of them all hit. The only one that did not hit, guy gets injured in the first 5 minutes of the game. His Achilles heel. He goes out of the game. Boom. Ball game over.
That one screwed me too.
Huh?
That one screwed me too. Yeah.
Really?
Screwed everybody.
Yeah.
Screwed everybody. Oh, he's like one. He's their best player.
Maybe
he's
he did it on purpose. So you guys got all
screwed
up.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he's in on this.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
A couple of the sports books give back the money to people.
Oh, really?
Because he got so hurt so early in the game.
Yeah.
They said, you know what? If you've got this guy and he's the only one that costs you your money, we're going to go ahead and give you your money back. Okay?
That was very
but
nice.
But the one
then.
I played did not say that. Shut up, Adele.
So $12,000 you could have won.
$12,000.
No.
$12,000.
This close.
Guy gets hurt. By the way, some lady, her name is Kristen Chenoweth. You ever heard of her?
I have not.
I guess she's a Tony Award winner.
Oh.
And she did the national anthem before the Oklahoma City and the Pacers game last night, which, by the way, was game 7. Oklahoma wins the world championship last night.
Yeah, I saw them partying like crazy in Oklahoma.
I saw where some Denver fans were posting yesterday that, oh my, that means that we're pretty darn good because that's the team that put us out of it. Well, that's not the way it works. No, it doesn't make you better just because that team wins it all and they're the ones that knocked you out.
That's
okay?
A loser's mentality.
That's a terrible mentality.
What I took from it is just it's funny that people party in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
It gets crazy
Oklahoma.
There.
Oklahoma. All right, so this lady, Christian, she sings the national anthem. Here's some of the things they said online. The worst national anthem I've ever heard.
Wow.
Geez, these national anthem singers are getting worse every single time. And then another, I just witnessed another trashing of our great national anthem.
I know who she is.
You know her?
Yeah. She's really famous. She's that cute little blonde. She's always on Watch What Happens Live. Jeff, or whatever, what's his name? Andy Cohen. He loves her. You know her. She's like this high.
Yeah.
She's blonde, just adorable, and she's great on Broadway.
I've seen her name before.
Yeah.
I do recognize the name. I can't picture her, but they say she's a Tony Award winner. Great singer, okay?
Yeah.
So we'll be open-minded about this. Now, these people said it sucked. I've yet to hear it. Okay, you've not heard it either, right?
No, I have not.
Okay, here we go. I'm impressed. I thought
the only thing I would say is the sound system's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
probably came off of somebody's phone on TV.
Yeah,
you know?
It sounds like they bought it at like Walmart, and it's just a little speaker and a microphone plugged in.
How can you trash that? She sounded pretty good to me.
It was fine.
Right?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Just the speaker was just horrible. It blew it out.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could hear.
All right, well, that's all I got there.
All right, well, thanks. Hey, I did hear something, though.
What's that?
I did hear that you had to pick up the bill for 14 people.
Yeah, I did. I picked up the bill on Friday night.
How did that go? Because you were you didn't want to pay for it. I remember you saying that.
I wanted to do my segment. I had six people. That's what's going to be on my tab. The others, take care of yourself.
So how'd that go? So here comes the bill. Then what happens?
We had a waitress, and bless her heart, she was a sweetheart.
Bless
her little stinking heart. She was a sweetheart, and she did a tremendous job, all smiles. But when it came to figuring out the bill, it was a real nightmare. She could not figure out how to separate the bill, she told me. She said, I don't remember who had what. Who's with who? And I don't. It's going to take. And I'm really busy. She was swamped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So for her to sit down and go through the bill, and I tried to go through it a little bit, then I just gave up.
Oh.
And I said, you know what? Here, I'll pay for it. They'll take care of the tip. Okay.
Done. Oh, so you pointed and said they'll take care of the tip.
Jamie, I ate a $50 fish.
You had a $50 fish. Who has a $50 fish?
This fish, I've never, and I told you this on Friday, I've never ordered one of those fish that is complete with the eyeballs, the tail, the head, and everything, okay? And I never had one, and this restaurant offers that. So I ordered it on Friday night.
Now, my girlfriend will take a pair of chopsticks, and was it Asian food?
No, it's Mexican.
Oh, okay, because she eats the eyeball, and she says it tastes like butter.
Really?
We didn't try the eyeball. We let that go because he was kind of cross-eyed. And I guess you get that when you get thrown on a grill.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. She says it tastes like butter.
Yeah. We didn't try the eyeballs, but it was delicious. I loved it.
Do they split it and open it for you, or how does it work?
No, they just put it on a plate. It's been charred on both sides, and you eat that one side all the way, from the neck down.
Yeah.
You take care of business. Then you flip that sucker over and eat the other side.
But does it have the scales on it?
Got everything.
Wow.
Got everything.
How do you cut into it? I guess.
You just take a fork. You eat the scales and everything.
You just tear it open.
Yeah, cool. You just tear it open. No, only thing left is you've got the head, a skeleton, and a tail.
Like Bugs Bunny?
It was like a cartoon. I'd never done that before.
Yeah,
and
that's
I thought,
crazy.
I'm going to try this. It was a $50 fish.
Was it good? Even
delicious.
With the scales?
I'd do it again.
Oh, I don't know.
I'd do it again. I love it.
How do the scales get? Do they get like...
crispy.
Oh.
They're almost like, little miniature potato chips mixed with fish. And it's delicious. You got to watch out for the bones, though. They're a little small.
Yeah.
They can kind of get you.
Yeah. All right,
but I loved it.
Good to know.
I loved it. But I took care of the bill.
Nice.
Everybody else took care of the tip. So everybody, and the surprise was awesome.
Perfect.
Loved it. And
what
all
did you get for her? For her 45th.
We got Post Malone tickets.
Okay.
I paid for a couple of tickets.
Good.
It cost about $600.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, 300 each.
Man.
She took her sister. Yeah. And then later in the week, when it got closer to her birthday, which was on Wednesday or Thursday, I can't remember exactly, I bought her a bicycle. She wanted a mountain bike.
Dude.
That was a $700 bicycle.
You are the man.
Yeah, bought that. And then I threw the party down at the restaurant
paid
on
for
Friday
that
night.
Too. Look at you, baller.
Too. Yeah, look at me. Yeah. Jeff Bezos of Littleton's Peak. They call me that over there. They do. I go into the cigar shop. They say, hey, Jeff Bezos, how you doing?
Oh,
that's me, man.
Nice job.
That's me right there.
I am impressed.
Right there in Littleton. Look me up if you want.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The heat on the weekend, but the heat is over because I think we're going to be a lot cooler today. Like 78 for a high today. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Not bad at all. I saw where ACs went out all over the city. People were calling their AC repairman to get it fixed. Heat in the house was just unbearable.
How was Red Rocks? Was it hot?
No, it wasn't hot. It was actually kind of chilly towards when Halsey actually took the stage.
Yeah.
And there was a weather delay. They postponed it because of the wind. The wind really picked up.
Oh, it was windy.
But I was like, I've never seen a weather delay at Red Rocks because of wind. There wasn't a cloud in the sky.
Well, probably because the scaffolding.
The monitors or something like that. But it was, it was real windy.
Man, it was windy. I was afraid of fires yesterday.
I hope we get rain today.
We are supposed to. Some scattered thunderstorms.
I hope so. Today's a big day in Austin, Texas. I guess those robo-taxis, they're going to get rolled out today from Elon Musk.
Oh, the Teslas?
Yeah.
Here's the thing,
I don't know what
though,
to expect.
Because, I mean, I don't know a lot, but I think the problem is they don't have LiDAR on them, where Waymo has LiDAR or whatever. And so they are, these activists or whatever, are throwing, like, pretend little kids in front of them. And
yeah, like test dummies.
Yeah, and they're running over them.
Yeah. It's not good. Scary.
Not good. And I saw what the state of Texas said.
Hey, they're not ready.
Hold off. You're not ready yet. Yeah. Let's not put these things on the road. I mean, that's pretty irresponsible to stick these vehicles out there with no drivers.
Right.
I mean, can we hold off and run some tests here? And I guess Elon said, nope, we ran all the tests we're going to run.
Yeah.
It's time to let this baby launch. And today is the day that it launches.
After almost a decade of hype, Tesla has launched its own robo-taxi service in Texas. A handful of driverless cars are now on the streets of Austin, but Elon Musk says the program will expand to 1,000 vehicles within months. It could be a critical test for the company, which has been struggling with poor sales and consumer backlash.
If it runs over somebody today, this could be set back several years, folks.
I mean, you know, in their defense, the way that they were throwing those baby dummies out there, it was so fast.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I mean, they literally like threw it right in front of the car.
No,
like,
one could swerve and
miss
that.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean.
I just hope nothing goes bad. Elon's not had a great stroke of luck lately. Okay,
no, his rocket blew up.
It's been a little rough. He gets run out of Washington D.C. Then he's got rockets. One explodes in the air. The other on the launch pad.
Yeah, I saw that one.
He's got all kinds of things that have happened to him lately.
Yeah,
he doesn't need to run over a small child today. No, that would be a bad move.
Yeah, and see with Waymo, it's Waymo, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Waymo, it's been out there for a while. So I felt like I was comfortable with that. I don't want to be the first riders of this one.
Yeah. When you look at a Waymo car, it looks like, when you look at it, it looks like it has the technology to pull this off. When you look at his cars down there in Texas, they look just like a regular car.
I know.
They look a little scary.
Because the Waymos have like 800 cameras all over them.
Yeah, the sensors are
crazy. Yeah, and they have like the little spinny thing, you know, like it's a yacht.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
And yeah, they got the look.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I'm not going to try them for the first time.
No.
Who's going to be those people?
I don't
know. To get in them for the first time?
I don't know. And I'm surprised that he can circumvent the people in Texas, the government there, and go ahead and put these things on the road.
Yeah, because they said they are not
ready. The state itself said, no, 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 we're not ready. Have you seen the dummy videos, Elon? You're running over our dummies.
Yeah.
That means that could be a human. And he said, screw you.
So is it going to be an app like Waymo and you just call it?
I don't know.
Is that what happens?
I would think so.
Yeah, probably so. Because that's what you do. You know, you download Waymo, you get an app, and then you call it, and it is the weirdest thing. It just shows up right in front of the hotel with nobody in it.
It's so cool.
It is so weird. And then they play this lovely elevator music. You're getting in it, and it's playing elevator music, and it just makes you all... Wow, this is kind of cool. And then you just go, and then the steering wheel moves.
I kind of hope one runs off into a lake or something today.
Oh, my God.
Not with anybody in it, but just on its own, just to show that there's some flaws. I kind of hope it happens.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
The music of Lola Young.
Lola Young, yeah, she's going to be at the Fillmore Auditorium, and that is going to be, what, the 28th? Yeah. Wait, is that the no, it's going to be in December. Wait, November?
November.
November?
November 28th.
Oh, November 28th. I thought it was like next weekend or something. Man, we give you guys a lot of advanced time, don't we? A lot of advanced.
Got to get a babysitter sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, anyway, it's courtesy of Live Nation, and you get a pair of tickets if you're caller 19 right now, 303-22 Alice. Good luck.
This is confusing. 11-28 with a dot.
Yeah,
I get it.
On
Jamie.
Friday.
Yeah, on
it said
Friday.
On Friday. I was like,
what? Can't we just write down Friday, November 28th?
Nope, 11.28.25.
Nope. All right, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck. All right. Anyway, you know, you're kind of rude, BJ Harris. Just going to put that
out. Oh, don't go here. Please. I'm just telling you.
Well, can I just say, like, I just don't need to hear that on a Monday, right?
Well, he's answering phones because he has to get a winner.
Yeah. Oh.
So maybe this might be the perfect time to slip it in.
Okay. All right. BJ, I'm looking outside. It's a lovely day. It's beautiful outside. We're on the 11th floor here in DTC. And BJ goes, you know, you wasted thousands of dollars. And I go, wait, what? Yeah, I'm just looking at a beautiful day outside, friends. And he's like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And I go, on what? And he goes, Schmidl's hair.
Oh. Oh, 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 oh.
And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, you haven't seen it? I go, no. And he's like, it washed down the drain like a big old hairball.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you going to get a winner for us?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be on the air with us right now. You're supposed to be getting a winner for
right,
us.
Right.
Your hair is gone. Hey,
Schmidl.
It's going.
Yeah.
Come here a minute.
Yeah.
I want you to come here.
Wait, okay.
I got to show her what I saw.
Give me one second.
Okay, come here. Just come here, buddy. Come here, buddy. And he knows I love him to death.
I know.
Okay?
Yeah, I know.
And I'm a big fan of Schmidl. He and I, we go to the parking lot and talk every day. And I've always supported him. Hell, I've saved his job twice.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to dip down.
Well, it's not that bad.
It's...
Can you say that again? The way you just said it. Can you say that one more time? Just the way you said that, okay? Go ahead.
It's not that bad.
Now, what's going on?
You know what? It's like baby hair. It's like wispy. You know what I mean?
He's 36. You can't have wispy at 36.
Well, I mean, what I'm saying is it's not as bad as you made it sound. It's fine baby hair.
Well, if you're shorter than me, I can pull it off still, right?
Yeah,
and
right,
like most women are shorter than me, so I'm okay there.
No, I like your attitude,
yeah,
bud.
Yeah.
I really do. I
mean,
if you're shorter, you're right. If you look at you head on, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
But man, if you take a dip,
it's bad. Yeah. Dude, when I'm doing like pull ups or something at the gym and I can see the back of my head in the mirror, I'm just like, oh no, this does not look good.
Okay. So,
in case you don't know,
right?
I got Schmidl hair plugs.
Yeah.
I don't know what I was thinking. I know what I'll get somebody for Christmas, hair plugs.
I loved it. It was a great gift.
Yeah.
It really was.
So excited about
it. It was the best gift I've ever gotten in my whole life.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
It didn't last very long.
And it was a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was thousands of dollars. I
think maybe that place you went to, they might not, I don't think they put the roots deep enough.
Well, the problem is the medication, I had to stop taking that. So then that saves all the hair that I still had that like wasn't the hair that they replaced or whatever. So all that's fallen out. All the stuff that they put in is still kind of there, but it's just all the other crap's falling out.
So you don't take the medication. You weren't supposed to smoke pot.
I didn't for a whole year.
But then you started. And then,
right.
And then
but they told me not to because it like thins your blood. And then when they're doing the actual procedure, the blood can literally shove the hair out of your head.
Smoking pot isn't good for, you know, your hair follicles. I'm pretty sure about that, right?
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know. If he's the test, then no, it's not. if he's our experiment, it's horrible for you. Yeah.
And then I'm sure probably wearing the helmets all the time, you know.
Yeah, that paintball helmet, that probably takes
No, I was talking about because the back of his skull is flat.
Yeah.
He has to wear that special helmet.
Yeah, the molding one.
At his age,
yeah, usually just babies. But.
You know, I will say this: I like your attitude this morning because I didn't know how you were going to take this.
I've been like a little weary about just asking, like, what do you guys think about it? Because I feel so bad because it was a lot of money for Jamie, it's
just
been going
point blank.
Yeah,
you wasted all your money.
Yeah,
it just went right down the drain,
right down, like a big old hairball.
It's like,
right down the drain, baby.
What? I think that probably helmets are bad, right? They probably, you know, don't let your head breathe and stuff.
Like an actual, like, paintball thing?
Yeah.
Well, those are just straps. It's basically like snowboard goggles with, like, some plastic around it.
All right.
Yeah.
So we can't blame that.
No.
I don't think smoking pod's good. I think the medication, why aren't you taking the medication?
Because it made my wiener not work. Yeah.
Well, you don't need it anyway. You don't have a girlfriend.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
You might as well start taking it again.
Yeah.
See, my insult wasn't as bad as hers.
No.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. At least I just said, hey, it looked like it's thinning to me.
Yeah.
She says, oh, my God, get rid of the waiter because you don't have a girlfriend.
No, I'm just saying.
That's hardcore.
Why don't we pop the pills for a little bit?
Yeah, get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Because it could have permanent effects if you keep taking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It also raises the estrogen in your body, so it like has other effects that way too.
Yeah, all
like,
you need is some popsicle sticks and some duct tape. You'll be fine.
You know, at least you know you may not have hair. Wiener might not work if you take the medication, but at least you'll have bigger boobs.
That's yeah,
true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Huge. Yeah.
Be some upside
it's
here,
some
right?
Positives.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, Post Malone fell face first off the stage.
You called?
In Arizona.
Yeah, you called?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did I call?
Well, you said that he looked terrible on stage when he was here in town, that he couldn't breathe. He had to sit down, smoking a cigarette while he's singing, that you really felt that he was on his last legs.
Well, I will say this, though. It was a board. There was like this board up there, and he put his foot against it to talk to somebody, and then that board gave way, and he just went face first. Yeah,
okay,
so it was the board's fault.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the big 2x4. It gave way, and he just ate it. There was no time to even do anything. But he still had the drink in his hand.
Yeah, you got to save it.
So, good for him. Bill Belichick, speaking of who looks bad, holy hell. Did you guys see the video of him trying to catch a flight?
Oh my
God.
He was
running for it. Man, that's one of those times when you don't want a younger chick because she's just like barely walking, you know. Her legs are so long, she's just fine and she's all pulled together. And he is just sweating like a pig. I mean, the entire back of his shirt is just wet.
Ugh. It's so bad. And then he's got like his shoes are like unlaced. He has no socks on.
Yeah.
Just going sockless.
And he stepped out of his shoes and there's just his big white feet. It's just nasty. I mean, I'm sorry, but it is. I mean, the back of his shirt is just.
He's like, Jordan, wait up for me. Wait up.
Wet. It's just blah. All right. Well, anyway, I don't know if you've seen it. We'll post it. The other big rumor is this makes me really sad. This Anne Burrell, the chef, they're saying it might have been an overdose after all. You know, you had mentioned that they found all those pills and stuff. And I was like, yeah, but they found pills around Gene Hackman's wife. And remember, it's just because she felt bad. She was trying to take something and they all spilled,
and
right?
It's not like they found her body in the living room and there's pills everywhere. It was in a bathroom.
Right.
That's where everybody keeps your pills, right?
Yeah.
So nobody really knew what the extent of the story was, but it appears that it could be worse.
You know what was gross about the whole thing?
What?
In my opinion, is that literally less than 24 hours, her husband put up a GoFundMe.
He did?
Yep. He sure did.
For her funeral expenses?
Yeah.
Or what's the GoFundMe? You got to have a reason.
He said for unexpected expenses, and the goal was $100,000. $100,000.
Wow. Well, the only unexpected experience or expense could be as a funeral. That's it?
Yeah, I thought it was disgusting. It was less than 24 hours after her death. She'd been married to him for a couple of years or whatever. The theory is, there's some theories about it, that maybe she left all her money or whatever to her family and didn't leave him anything, and she's the breadwinner. And so he's like, uh-oh. You know, how am I going to pay for rent and all this stuff? But I don't have any money. So that's the only theory. Is
she can do that married to him? I would think that he would
if they had a prenup.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. I mean, I would think that he would legally have access to
because
it.
Because she was already famous, so I'm sure they had a prenup.
I don't know.
And so maybe she cut him out of it. I don't know. Everybody just thought it was really weird.
I'm seeing that was actually a scam.
Oh,
the GoFundMe,
really?
Yeah, with someone trying to like capitalize on it. Yeah.
Oh, good, because I was disgusted with it. Wow, they wrote it like it was really him. That it was the husband.
Yeah, and then this person's pointing out that like the first four pictures that you see are actually just the first four pictures on Google search images for Anne Burrell.
Yeah, right.
I wonder how much money they got.
It's been shut down, and they are no longer accepting donations on that page.
Boy, that poor guy got a bad rap, too, because everybody was going after him because we all thought it was real, you know? And so we were all just like, ew.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Ugh, my less than 24 hours? That poor guy. All right, well, never mind. I don't feel bad. I don't think he's a bad person anymore. Yeah,
he's okay.
He's okay now. Oh, my
That's
God.
That's a sad story, though, man.
It is.
I mean, this thing has gone from an accident to a heart attack to now drugs.
And then a scam.
I hope they find nothing with the drugs, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Orlando Bloom, apparently, allegedly, maybe. Who knows what's real anymore, right? Because I just was duped.
Yeah, I can't figure out if this is real or not. I don't know.
Orlando Bloom supposedly dumped Katy Perry, kicked her to the
yeah, curb. Everything that I saw this past weekend on this, it was all headlines and no real story to
I
it.
Agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And you would click on it and it went nowhere. It went nowhere. There was no explanation for this, so I didn't think it was real.
The rumor is Orlando Bloom was embarrassed about her fake flight to space.
See, that doesn't sound real either, does it?
No.
Okay? He dropped her. He dumped her like
because
a hot potato, man.
She kind of went to space.
Because she kind of went to space with Jeff Bezos and all those other ladies.
Yeah.
That doesn't make
she
sense.
She probably threw it in his face like, I'm an astronaut. You don't know anything.
Maybe.
And then he was like, you're not an astronaut. NASA said you're not an astronaut.
Maybe that was the fight. Although I think the fight is when you see her on stage not able to dance anymore. And you're like, oof. You're like, yuck.
Your career's over. I gotta distance myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it could be a lot of things.
Could be.
Lately, she just, I don't know what her robot move is, but yeah. She's doing this robot thing. And you're like, please stop. Stop doing this.
I think
robot.
She learned that in space.
Maybe she did. Yeah. I don't know. Speaking of fake astronauts, Lauren Sanchez, they're saying that they're going to have to move the wedding, the Venice wedding, that's going to cost $36 million.
Oh, man.
$36 million. Just, I almost said a bad word. Did you see me get stuck? I'm like, don't say that word. Anyway, they're just throwing it out the window for a whole week. It's a week of festivities, and they're saying because everybody's protesting tourism in all these different places, one of them being Venice, and that they're saying that this is going to put too much of a strain on the people of Venice, blah, blah, blah. They don't want them there, and so they're going to move portions of it. I don't know where they're moving it, what they're doing, but...
They should have just gone to Vegas.
They should have, right?
Go to the Elvis Presley little chapel.
Yep. I know.
That would have been so much easier and cheaper.
Way cheaper.
Oh.
$36 million.
Yeah, you could go inside the wind and gamble that money. You don't have to spend it on a wedding.
I feel like Jeff Bezos' ex-wife is like, oh, Jeffrey. You know, like, really? Because, you know, she's such a philanthropist, right? And she gives money, so much money to all these charities, even some here in Colorado. And she's just a good person, giving away all her money. Here's her ex-husband just throwing away $36 million for a party. God. She's just like, oh, God, whatever. Lauren Sanchez. I never even see Lauren Sanchez's kids.
Never.
She has kids.
Never.
Where are they? She just hides them, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. I feel like she gave her ex-husband like a bunch of money, like, you take the kids, okay?
Probably.
Because you don't
You're
see
right.
them.
You never see them. There's like two or three, right?
Yeah, there's several. And I saw one kid like maybe 2 years ago on one of his yachts. But that's it. That's all I've seen.
Yeah, I think they're like 10, 12, 13, something like that.
And she's all over the world and doing all these things. So I think she's just paying off her ex.
I don't think Jeffrey likes the kids.
I don't either.
Yeah, I think they're a pain in the butt to him.
They're in the way.
Yeah. He'd rather pay $36 billion for a wedding than have those kids around. I'm just being honest.
Well, especially with one is like, what, 17? They get mouthy.
Is he 17, the oldest?
No, that's the youngest. 17, 18, and 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But 17, they get mouthy.
Yeah, they do. Real mouthy. About 15, actually.
Yeah. So I'm sure he's like, I'm not dealing with this. Do you know right. who I am? Oh, my God. All right. And then we found out how you buy. So Kanye West's wife, she has an edible bathing suit on. And it's crazy. It's made out of the candy necklace stuff. And so she's where we found out you can buy it on Amazon for $20.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
$20 bikini.
And here we thought it was something special. Nope. She just went on Amazon, looked up candy bikini, and had it overnight
next day.
I'm shocked this morning. You can buy it.
Me too, because I thought it was a designer thing.
Yeah, it too. Custom.
Yeah, nope. It's available on Amazon. If you guys, all of us, you guys want to, like, we can all come in tomorrow.
$20 for crotch candy?
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here.
You can nibble on my candy tomorrow.
What a bargain. That's a bargain.
And then finally, just be careful when you're going to the ATM, because once again, there's a new thing. If this isn't new, we've all heard about it. But people watch you at the ATM, then they follow you to your next. They don't steal from you at the ATM. They follow you to wherever you're going, and then they put a gun in your face and say, "Give me your money. I just saw you withdraw it."
Sweet.
Yeah. So be very careful. It's a new thing sweeping the nation. Yay! All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.